Samantha Colvin is at, has she's actually come out of the field, so she's no longer has a spot in the tree to come help us in corporate. She's going to be our director of sales. The girl, I know most everybody here already knows her and knows how good she is with the computer. I don't know how to turn it on, but everything from social media to all the things that she does. We are so excited to have her. So she's coming on to help us with sales and just all kinds of stuff. So anyway, Samantha, we are so excited to have you. If you would go ahead and just tell them a few of the things that you've been working on. It
is so cool.
She's been working with Stacy nonstop, and these two crazy women.
We have a lot of energy. I don't know if you can keep up with us, but Samantha, it's great to have you on board. Why don't you go ahead and I guess introduce yourself to the group. They should all know you, but kind of explain what you've been doing.
Sure. So I see a lot of new faces tonight. So first, I just wanted to take the time to thank you all for taking your time to stay plugged in. I really definitely want to stress the importance of coming to these Monday night calls and just showing up. Just show up. I promise you will feel motivated when you leave here tonight and every night, every Monday night. That is our goal here, to get your mindset in the right place. Hence the Mindset Monday, right? Clever, huh? So thank you all. I've been in the field for a year now and I've learned so much, but my background has always been in corporate as well. So I really want to be the voices of all of you in the field and really give you the tools that you need to knock it out of the park. So I'm very confident between, you know, Stacy and I's collaboration, you guys are going to be blown away by the stuff we have. And starting tonight, I'm going to show you something really cool too, that's going to get you very excited. So I'm just going to jump right in and I want you guys to pull out your phones and I want you to pull up the Go Recruit app, which we know and love. So there are some really awesome new features on the app. So when you go to your share up here, when you click that, you're going to see a couple of new sections. If you don't see the sections I'm about to talk about, all that means is you just have to do an update to your app. So you just do that through the settings in your phone itself, or you can chat with me offline and I'll help you do that as well. So you'll notice, obviously, we have our initial contact videos, which have always been there and are very helpful, the follow-up. And then there's a new section called Social Media Share. So I know a lot of you have been asking for some peak interest post examples, you know, just you're in the business now. How do I really get this rocking and rolling? How do I let people know that I'm in business? So we created these tools to really help you guys start promoting this awesome opportunity and these incredible products. So what you're going to do in the social media share, you're going to see a couple of options where it says either post or share. Now, in the past, you've used the share option to either text the information to a person, you can email it to a person, you can copy the link and send it in social media that way. But this is so exciting, you guys. I'm like super pumped. So now, instead of just sharing, you have the option to also post. Now, when you hit post, you're going to see a couple of options pop up. So I know most of us use Facebook. So all you do is hit that little Facebook icon. And what's going to happen is it's going to bring you directly into Facebook. And then from there, you can say something about the post. So maybe what a great opportunity or whatever you choose that kind of is relevant to the picture. So if it's Pet Remedy, maybe something about pets, right? You get the idea. So once you post it on your wall on Facebook, what's going to happen, and you guys can kind of test it out amongst yourselves as well. When somebody clicks on the picture itself, it's going to give them two options. So it's either going to say shop now, and then it's going to bring them directly to your website, your replicated site, and they can purchase right there. Or, and I love this, it could say learn more. So when you hit learn more, the prospect is going to be able to enter their email, their first and last name, and their phone number. And then it's actually going to notify you in Go Recruit in the app itself and create a new prospect within the app. I'm so excited. Yes. So that is only one tiny thing. So definitely check that out. And then Stacy is going to go over some of the actual materials that you guys have been asking for in the field and definitely need. So get ready to get fired up on that too. Those resources are also in your Go Recruit app as well. It's just in a different section. So I'll really quickly show you that right now while I have your attention. So instead of going to share, you're actually going to click on these lines on the top left-hand side. And then once you're there, you're going to see a little taskbar pop up and you're going to hit training. And then all of the materials that Stacey's going to review with you tonight are going to be on the new science and research section there on the bottom. And from there, you can't necessarily email it quite yet. We're working on that, but you can download it to your phone. So if you're talking to somebody, you can email them the attachment, print it out, study it, embrace it, and kind of definitely get your notepad and paper out right now, because Stacey's going to give you a lot of great nuggets that you definitely need to take some notes on. So I'll let Stacey take over from here, but thanks guys. And we're just so excited.
Yes, thanks, Sam. I was watching everybody going on their phones and showing that they were able to download and see this really great app and what it can do. And that's why when, I don't know, a few weeks ago, I started working with Kevin Scott in the office. And I said, Kevin, I kind of want to get geeky here and nerdy here about the science behind Remedy, because we know we have nanotechnology, but it's just such a big word. And bioavailability is another big word, and water soluble. And I just said, let's slow down a minute and let's start understanding the science. What do those words mean? How does our product work? How do we differentiate ourselves from other hemp oils out in the marketplace? So we went ahead and did kind of a deep dive, and we're going to go through just a few of those slides tonight. But to kind of bring you back to what Sam was just showing you, it's all there on your app. It's all there under the training, and we're calling it science and research because that's what this is about. So tonight, if you want to get nerdy with me, I'd love to try and walk you through some of these slides and teach you a little bit about our Remedy product specifically. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here, and hopefully everyone can see it. As I have it pulled up, good, everyone can see it. Okay, so I love the tagline, the proof is in the science. I think that tagline is a really good one for us, because we know those that are familiar with our product, who have been selling our product, who have been taking our product for some time, know that we have something that nobody else has. We have patented nanotechnology, and it allows a little that we take in our mouth through a tincture to be able to be absorbed almost 95 to 98% into our bloodstream. That's huge. That's where the proof is. The proof that you can take this product and it actually is not getting wasted by your body, it's making it into your bloodstream. So let me kind of walk you through a few of those basic slides to explain how that science works. Now, you all may have seen this before. This has been out there, so this is nothing real new. Let me see if I can move the screen around a little bit so I can get to, maybe that'll be a little easier to see. We talk about the factors decreasing blood availability. In other words, this is where most of the generic hemp oil falls. You take it in your mouth, you take it by a tincture, you take it by a lozenge, whatever it is. It goes into your stomach. And right here is where a good portion of that hemp oil is going to degrade. Once it reaches the stomach, it mixes in with that stomach acid, and it can't hold up. It's fat, and it gets broken down by the stomach acid in the digestive system, and it gets excreted. So most of the hemp oil, the generic hemp oil, never makes it past that stomach. If it does, the little that does, the next place it will go is to your liver. And here we know too, we've heard this about taking supplements or taking prescription medication for that matter. A lot of that can actually wear a lot on your liver because it goes to your liver and it gets degraded there without ever making it where it really needs to go. And where it needs to go is your small intestine. This is key here, guys. The small intestine is where the magic happens. The small intestine is where our nanotechnology will take our entire hemp oil, protect it through the stomach, through the liver, and into the small intestine, where it will break down right into the bloodstream. So in a case of not having protected nanotechnology, this is the factors decreasing blood availability. It gets wasted here in the stomach. It gets wasted here in the liver. and very, very little is poorly absorbed into the small intestine in the bloodstream. About 5 to 8% of generic hemp oil actually makes it into the bloodstream. When you look at ours, you can kind of see by the yellow dots, you can kind of follow our hemp oil. Taken by the mouth, protected in the stomach, and I'll explain how in a little bit, protected as it passes through the liver, continues to go into the small intestine, where in the small intestine, our nanotechnology opens up our hemp oil so it can go into our bloodstream. Again, that's at about 95 to 98% of our hemp oil will make it to the bloodstream. Here we go. This kind of explains what nanotechnology is. You've probably all seen this, but just for the sake of it, I'm going to go over it again. We have these, what we call liquid droplets. They're nanostructures. They are below 50 nanometers in volume and size, or you may have heard the term, the number 15 thrown around a little bit too. 15 refers to the diameter. Anyway, this is all FDA approved nanotechnology that we call GRAS compounds. And at first I was thinking, GRAS, what do you mean? Like grass out in the yard? I didn't understand what that meant. GRAS means, it's an acronym for generally regarded as safe. So there's about 6 different compounds, and I can share that with you at another time. But know that it does include MCT oil, vegetable oil, and about 4 or 5 other little nanotechnology structures, and they're all water soluble. And they create a shell here. And what it does is it surrounds the hemp oil, because the hemp oil itself is not water soluble. So we have to make it water soluble so it can make it all the way through our digestive system. So by protecting the hemp oil in a shell of what this nanotechnology is, these GRAS ingredients, we're able to get it so small and so protected it can get into our bloodstream. So that's basically what this chart shows. This chart also, like I said, as in the other one, it's all available on your app and in your back office.
Something easy. I like to look at things, you know, how to explain it very easily. Think of an M&M shell.
Yeah.
You know, the good chocolate in the middle, the shell is the thing that protects it all the way through. So everything's trying to fight it, you know, melts in your mouth, not in your hands. So I know that sounds crazy, but I can understand it. If I can understand it that way, I think everybody can.
And so that point being, this is the exterior shell, and it protects it all the way till it gets in the small intestine. So this next slide is to show you what happens once it gets to the small intestine. This is how it all breaks down and the hemp oil gets into your bloodstream. So you see here, we've got these bullet points. It says the nanostructures, what they do is they're like magnets. They're attracted to the wall of the small intestine. So here they are. This is the hemp oil right inside here. It finds its way to the intestinal wall. It attaches on. And then what happens is the nanotechnology at this point, and only this point, the water solubility breaks apart. And the hemp oil is able to then be released into the intestinal wall. So if you look at these small red dots, that's the hemp oil inside the nano shell as it attaches itself to the wall. And then here is where it starts transferring into the bloodstream. And it's hard to tell, but you'll see some of those red dots down here. But that represents the transfer of the hemp oil through the intestinal wall into the bloodstream. And then the empty shell, it gets excreted. So it just goes off and it's excreted by the body. So that kind of takes you through how the science happens from the minute you put it in your mouth to the minute that it gets into your bloodstream. And we've got some more information over here that kind of walks you through that whole process. Now I'm going to take you into some studies that show how effective our remedy hemp oil is when you compare it to those that don't have our nanotechnology. So this slide is to show you about how much is getting into your bloodstream at a 30-minute interval, and then here at a 2-hour interval. The remedy is here in yellow. That represents the nanostructure to hemp oil. And the purple is the pure hemp oil. This is actually a study that was done on hemp oil that is actually an olive oil as its carrier. So you can see 30 minutes after you take Remedy, look at how much more effective you are at getting into your plasma, into the bloodstream. And then over time, this is 30 minutes here, that's that same chart. This is now looking at it at 2 hours. It not only continued, it actually was able to continue to release more. So your generic hemp oil released more, but we are by far, as we always say, we're such bioavailability that you're seeing it right here. This is a study coming right out of a scientific lab. And I'll talk a little bit about those labs so you know who did these studies and where did this information come from. But this is true science. This is done. This is official science. It's already been through all the third-party laboratories. It's actually been with the FDA. So there's a lot of scientists that are behind this that I will share with you who those scientists are at another time because they're pretty impressive. They've got impressive resumes.
Yeah, it's also, it's not what you take. I say this all the time. It's not what you take. It's what you absorb. So it doesn't matter how much you take. If it's not going in your system or if it's getting excreted, it's not doing what it's supposed
to
do.
It's not, right.
So where some people are like, hey, you know what? You can take, 50 aspirin for a headache or one ibuprofen. So
right.
Think of it as a super, super, super concentrate.
Right. And I mean, if you just look at this first chart, we're at about 375 here, as opposed to pure hemp oil and olive oil. And that's only at about, we'll call it 30. And then you'll see here, it continues to grow over time. After 2 hours, we're seeing over 500 in this test, where this one is under 200. So again, it shows some impressive results that speak to that bioavailability. This is plasma tests showing exactly how much hemp oil is in the bloodstream. I threw in this chart because I think this is always so interesting when we talk about that big word, nanotechnology, and we find out the big word really means the smallest of things. So big word, smallest of things. This right here is a hair follicle. It's a human hair follicle. And if you look closely enough, if you can read that chart or you can look at it in your back office or on your phone, that represents a diameter of 80,000 nanometers. So a piece of your hair, you could barely see with the human eye, you could never really just see it straight on, 80,000 nanometers. Next, you can look at a white blood cell, and the diameter of a white blood cell is about 10,000 nanometers. And you can continue on, and you can look at like the influenza and HIV viruses. And what I really want to come in on is this liposome technology. So if you look right where I'm pointing here, this right here, it reads 100 to 150 nanometers. This is what a lot of competitors who say they have nanotechnology, that's what they're using. They're using liposome. In fact, I've looked at quite a few, and you too can take a look at their products. When they're touting nanotechnology, they're talking about liposomes. That's good, but that's at the broadest end of nanotechnology spectrum. If it is 100 to 150 nanometers in diameter, let's take a look at Remedy. 15, come down the scale to 15 nanometers. So, we're just a portion of the size of the nanotechnology in a lot of the hemp oils out there. What that means for you is the smaller the better. The smaller is going to be able to transport itself through the system and into the bloodstream and actually do its good work. So nanotechnology in general is a very good thing for science. You'll see this use in pharmaceutical industries. There's a lot of pharmaceutical industries out there that are using it for prescription medication to try and get, like what you were saying, Jay, like getting more into the system so that it gets absorbed. So they'll use nanotechnology as the carrier to get that medicine into the bloodstream. Here we're using that nanotechnology within our hemp oil, and we're using it in the smallest quantity that exists right now. And we love to say we have the best technology out there. This is proof of it. Try and find nanotechnology that gets down to 15 nanometers. You can't do it. We can do it because we have the patent on those grass ingredients I was talking about in the slide before.
And something that's really big about this is anytime you look at any products that the FDA is testing, what they want to see is they want to see how little product they can give you and give you the effect that you want. So at least that's, now we're not saying anything about the FDA, but know that what their goal is to let you have a result with as little product going into your body as possible. So the cool thing with this is you're seeing how much of our product you have to take versus how much of a lot of other ones.
Right. You don't have to take as much. And if you keep on going down the scale, you'll see here's the DNA helix, 2 nanometers. So you just get an idea of where we fall in the grand scheme of so small, so small, so small. So that's key. Here is a study that I love. Inflammation. We all know inflammation is the base to pretty much every disease, every illness out there. Inflammation's at the heart of it. And so if you can find something that effectively reduces inflammation, you've got the key that's going to unlock a lot of problems for people. So this study was done by the same facility, third-party lab, done in, and I'll give you a little more background. This comes straight out of Israel. It comes from Hebrew University, so it's a fully-fledged biotech lab under the strictest of regulations there, and anyone that knows anything about biotech, Israel is like the hub for biotech, so we feel really proud that we're connected to this university and to their technology. So at this Hebrew University, they were able to test something called a TNF-alpha factor, so TNFA. And TNFA, for you medical people out there, you probably have heard of it before. It's a protein that is made by your immune system, and it causes inflammation. So the higher your TNF, the higher you're going to have probably a lot of inflammation in your system. So it's an underlying factor in many diseases. We talked about arthritis. We've talked about colitis, Crohn's disease, heart attack, diabetes, just name it. Inflammation is a big deal, and anything that can effectively reduce it is going to be something that almost everybody is going to be interested in. So what they did in this particular study is they used rats in a lab, and they used their ear. And it's called a DTH model. That's a real scientific model measuring the inflammation of those rats. And they looked at it as the thickness of a swollen rat ear. And what they did is they gave it regular hemp oil and nanostructure hemp oil. It was given to the rats by their mouth. And then they were able to come back and say, okay, where is the inflammation? What's the reduction of the inflammation? So here, now not to get you confused with the other slide, yellow is high inflammation, and that's with no treatment whatsoever in those rats. The blue is the pure hemp oil in olive oil as the carrier. So you can see that, yes, indeed, hemp oil in general reduced that inflammation. But guys, look at what Remedy did in these tests. Look what Remedy did. 4 times or more, we were able to reduce inflammation in this lab test. So here's some really fun science that you can point to that really shows results of taking nothing, taking generic hemp oil, and then taking our nanotechnology. If you can get across a message that Remedy can reduce inflammation by 4 times or more, that's exciting. That's an exciting story to share. I'm going to go to the next slide. This is another interesting scientific nerdy fact about Remedy. And we're going to get more into this because this is something people don't really talk about. They don't know to talk about it. I didn't know to talk about it, but there's something called stability. And stability means over time, how does that hemp oil hold up to what it promises to do on the label. So for instance, if you get hemp oil off the shelf 1 month out, and then you go back 3 months, 6 months, 1 year later, is it breaking down? Does it have the same effectiveness? Or is it stable over time? So we went ahead and did some testing on stability, and I'll tell you why this is important in a minute. But to test stability, there's a special scientific test. It's called Lumiphage. And what they do is they use a light source. So over here is a light source. And they shine the light source through the sample of the hemp oil. And it goes on to these sensors on the other side. And so the light source and the sensors determine how much breakdown there is of the hemp oil. And are there a lot of particles? And is there a lot of disruption? Over time, we're seeing regular hemp oil get really broken down. It's not holding up. And so here you see sedimentation falls over time. So up here would be no breakdown, and here would be pretty much complete breakdown. Now I'm going to show you what that looks like over time. So this chart's a little bit harder to read, but this is our remedy. And this is 2 years at room temperature shelf life. This is 100% concentrated with no water, and this is diluted in 15% water. If you can follow the line, there's absolutely no breakdown. Not when it's diluted, not as a concentrate. Again, this is 2 years in the works. We've got studies. I asked the scientists quickly, I said, what's this big drop off here? And what's the big drop off here? And they said, oh, well, that's when we turn the machine off. I said, oh, okay. Yeah, it was like, wait a minute. All of a sudden it just went down. I didn't get that part.
Yeah, we're like, hey, what happened in 2 years?
No. And so, and you know, it's so funny. Dr. Rosenfeld's one of the people that I've been calling a lot, and some others on the team, and they take my call no matter what. They're like, oh, she's calling again. She needs another explanation on this, or I have to, and they're happy to take my call because they know what I'm doing is learning from them so I can turn around and share the information with you. And so, yeah, I'm learning all about this stuff. And when I ask them silly questions, they're like, well, she obviously doesn't know that's when the machine goes off. So that's what happened there. All right. And then there's one more slide on stability I can show you. And that's this one. So remember when I told you about the light and the sensors and all that disruption that's happening over time when it breaks down? This is normal hemp oil over time. What happens is it breaks down, and you see what happens. It gets all this, they're measuring noise, they're measuring particles, they're measuring disruption, and it has a limited shelf life. And so now I'm going to draw it home for you and let you know how important this is to our product long term. We all know that FDA, can you hear okay, Prissy? Okay. The FDA is really burdening us with a lot of regulation, and rightfully so. You know, there's always talks about, you know, what's coming up next, what states are coming on board, approving CBD or hemp oil or whatever. It's getting studied, and we're learning more and more every day. Well, what we're told by our scientists is bring on the regulation. We're looking forward to it, and here's why. Because our product is based in scientific research. It's not we join the bandwagon of everybody else out there visiting hemp farms and trying to figure out how to bottle it quickly because it's a hot topic or it's a hot product. At the end of the day, if you have a product that has been around and in labs and in testing for years and years and years, like ours has been, it will hold the test of time. So when FDA regulation does get tougher and they start pulling off samples of hemp oil off the shelves and randomly testing them to see are they indeed holding up or testing at the level that they should be testing at when they were first bottled, they're going to find million-dollar companies going out of business at night. Just like that, we've been told it's going to be crazy. Because they're not steeped in science. They don't have this type of technology that shows it can be stable you know, on the shelf, you can pull it off, even in just, it doesn't have to be refrigerated. We always say it helps, but it doesn't have to be refrigerated. It can take light, it can take heat, and it can still hold up to the same effect up to almost now 3 years. They're still testing it, so it's looking good at 3 years.
Yeah, so. One of the things that the mad scientist, this guy's brilliant, we asked him, we said, okay, you know what? What are you really looking forward to? And he said, for the other products to start being tested. And he said, the crazy thing, he said, you're going to see $100 million a year companies,
just go away overnight.
He said, cause when they look and they go and they test the what's really in their bottle after 6 months.
And if it doesn't match the label, if the ingredients that they test have degraded and broken down due to light, due to heat or whatever, they get pulled off the shelf. So labels are very strict in the FDA industry, and knowing you have a product that can have a shelf life of up to 3 years now is pretty important. It's good.
This was the most engaging. I'm so excited just being in the field for all this time, because we saw we heard the testimonies. We knew it was an amazing product, and now we have the reports to back it up. And I really feel that was the missing piece. So Stacy, Jay, thank you guys. Thank you.
We're happy to do it. And I know there might be some questions or people might want to go over these slides in more detail. So I'm here, you're here, Sam, your leaders are here. I've taken the leaders through this already in a leadership call. I have to say Canada actually had a trade show this weekend under Colette's supervision with Carrie, and they went to a trade show and they took some of these charts. And they were able to speak to our product like they haven't been able to before. And I think knowledge is power, and we're gonna continue to bring that knowledge to you. In fact, I'll tease you for the future and let you know we're working on bringing you some work that's been done, some scientific research that's been done with remedy and diabetes, and it will blow your mind. So we're going to continue to try and bring, I'm excited because I can't get enough of it. There's just all this information and I keep plugging away at it. But as I plug away at it and as I work with our internal creative team to try and put these charts together that make it easy to understand, we'll continue to bring this information to you.
I can tell you, I have never been more excited. What we're going to do is we're going to just start throwing so much information at you. As you can see, I married a brilliant marketer. But anyway, we're going to start throwing so much information at you on why you've got the best product out there. Now, just think about it. When you're talking to somebody and they say, hey, we're X number of bioavailable, you know what? Show us the proof. We've got the proof. If they say, oh, ours helps with inflammation, really? Show us the studies. Ours helps with stability. Our product's stable. Really? Show us the proof. So whatever anybody asked you, just ask them for the science, because we've got that. And you know what? We've just hit the tip of the iceberg where we're going. Should we tell them about the...
But you know what? We can tell them, guys, why are we in a hotel? We should tell them why we're here.
We're visiting the farm.
we're visiting the farm that produces the hemp oil for a remedy. In fact, stay tuned to Facebook Live tomorrow. We're going to actually be talking to the farmers, seeing them seed the crops, because at this point they're seeding them. We're going to learn about the extraction techniques that they use to give us the purity level that we get with our remedy hemp oil. So we're going to actually be out there in the fields seeing our crops grow and seeing how the whole process happens. So stay tuned to Facebook Live tomorrow. We'll bring you that information.
I'm so excited. I feel like you, Jay, I have the chills. Thank you guys. I know we went a few minutes over, but this information was just, it was a good excuse, right? I feel like we all could spare an extra 6 minutes of our lives. And with that, I want you guys, now you have the tools, right? Now I want you to really focus on your mindset. remember why you joined this company in the first place. And if you're new to the company and you haven't really discovered what your why is, now is the time to do it, because your will is not enough to get you through the industry as an entrepreneur. You have to really remember your why and let that drive your passion and let it be the reason that you wake up every morning and just knock this out of the park. We've got incredible products. Get out there, talk about it. Look for rejection. I encourage you to get no's, actually. That's your challenge for this week. Find as many no's as you can, because it's going to lead you to a yes.